Last segment, we heard highlights from Governor John Carney's state budget proposal. Now, some reaction from GOP lawmakers. We talked to a few of them Thursday to get their initial thoughts, starting with Lewis area State Senator Ernie Lopez.
Your initial reaction to what the governor laid out in his budget, was there anything that stood out to you?
What I was very pleased to see is what I think is a reflection of what all of us, both in the General Assembly and the executive branch, are feeling, is that that's the need to reinvest in the work that our state employees are doing every day on behalf of taxpayers. And I saw that reflected in the governor's comments and in the budget today, and I'm looking forward to making sure to see how we can even make more improvements on that over the course of the budget negotiations before June 30th.
Do you feel like the $1,000 raise for state workers is something that, A, will have support and is appropriate and enough?
Well, I would love to give them more. But that being said, I think it's a good first step forward as we begin this process. Again, no one works harder than our state employees. But again, it's also the capital improvement projects on state facilities and state buildings, the investments in our corrections officers and our teachers. Again, I think this budget really reflected the need that we need to be focused on our state employees who are doing tremendous work on behalf of all of us.
The governor talked about sustainability. This budget does grow from last year's budget by about 3.5%. Is that a growth that you feel is sustainable and acceptable?
I think it is, but again, it's still early. We need to continue to be thoughtful and really be nimble in regards to how we're going to focus in on what those numbers look like. I think it's going to be really important to look at the DFACT numbers as they move forward. They're going to be extremely important. So again, we'll just have to see how things shake out.
On the education front, the opportunity grants, $6 million for that, they're now targeted, not competitive. Is that something that you're pleased to see, particularly for schools outside of the ones in Wilmington that the governor is also trying to work with?
I do. That's important. Again, I represent districts in Sussex County. So again, it makes the playing field more equitable. We shouldn't be fighting over dollars in the field of education. We should be sharing those dollars.
And do you feel good about the you mentioned some of the economic development opportunities between the Prosperity Partnership, the money to the Strategic Fund. Does that look like something that is doing what the state needs to do to kind of build up its economic development plan?
I definitely do. Delaware's always had a strong corporate environment, and I think our state making those investments is key. I also want to say two key points. The money's for open space and ag farmland preservation. Again, as someone in Sussex County who represents a district on the eastern side that is being overdeveloped at this time, where there's a lot of pressure from the development community, I'd like to see those open space dollars and those farmland preservation dollars, and we're going to work very hard to make sure that some of those dollars stay in Sussex.
And finally, grants and aid. Some of it's being restored in this budget proposal. Is that something that you feel is important for the state to do, try to get back to those fire companies and nonprofits?
It is, and I'm glad that the governor is moving in that direction, and I'd like to see all 62 of us in the General Assembly move in that direction and meet him halfway so we can meet that need.
That's Lewis area Republican State Senator Ernie Lopez and his reaction to Governor Carney's budget plan. We also got a few minutes with Georgetown Republican State Representative Ruth Briggs King.
I guess first, just your initial reaction to what you saw in the governor's budget proposal.
I was actually encouraged by this. The first time since I've been here that I really felt the budget gave the thought and some of the concerns that we have had. I particularly like strategically seeing one-time money not being built into the budget for expenditures year after year, but seeing it going towards some facility improvements, towards roads and infrastructure. And I'm very happy to see moving in that direction. And then looking at other things that we've talked about. And so seeing moving in that direction, keeping the investment in education, but also that investment in strategic and bringing business to Delaware with research and funding those things. So very encouraged by it in general.
You mentioned education. I know there was a lot of concern about the emphasis on the schools in Wilmington. The governor also, though, is saying $6 million for the opportunity grants and making them not competitive, but making them targeted for high-need schools and English language learners. Is that something you like to hear?
Absolutely, because I represent a district that has the highest English language learner population of probably any in the state when we look at that. And so it's a very major concern for us to get that equity and funding, because we haven't had that. And so the local districts have, especially in my case, have absorbed that cost and at the expense of some other programs that they've had to let go. And so I think it's very good to see that we're realizing that this has a definite impact and providing some funding to go with it.
You mentioned state workers, an investment there. How important is that $1,000 raise for state workers and a 2% raise for teachers?
I think when we look at that, we have many state workers that haven't had any kind of increase in a long time, and we've given them a job to do. The taxpayers have given them a job to do, and so I think we need to invest in them. It's very costly when you're losing people for financial reasons, and so to keep those who are trained is always better than retention is always better than replacement or recruitment. It's keeping them, and for us to say we're doing what we can when we can, and that's a promise and a commitment. So, and I think that they serve our state, most of them serve our state very well, and that's a good investment for taxpayers.
Satisfied with the commitment made dollar-wise to corrections and dealing with the prison situation throughout the state?
Absolutely. I think there's been many issues in corrections, and we have to remember that corrections is also parole and probation and not just our other facilities. And when I saw special attention to pretrial, that comes under probation, parole, because we're putting many more people on the streets rather than incarcerating before their trial, and we need more people to oversee that program. So I'm happy to see that inequity also in that area for vest, for ballistic vest, and for other equipment that they need very much.
And how about grants and aid? Some of that money that was cut last year appears to be restored in this budget proposal. Is that something that you would like to see, even maybe perhaps even more?
I'm happy to see the return of the funding from, I think it was 2017 budget and for grant and aid. I'm also going to say, though, that I think we need to move forward with really the committee that we passed in the House to look at grant and aid and how we're doing it and can we do it better. So I think the two are very, very matched. And so for me, seeing that we're having that committee that's going to look at all of grant and aid and knowing that we have funded grant and aid is important, because those not-for-profits and those agencies do so much that it would cost taxpayers more to do if we would have agencies to take care of that work.
Finally, the governor talked a lot about sustainability. This budget, though, does grow at 3.5%. Is that a sustainable number going forward?
I think if we look at some of our financials, where some changes that we made last year and some of the tax structures, it appears that by keeping the budget to this smaller, and I think it's one of the smaller percentages of growth that we've had, we're moving in the right direction. I do think we need to look long term at how we're funding things in Delaware. We need to look at our tax structure, and we need to look at some other things, and I would be very much in favor of setting up a sustainability fund so that we're just not spending the money on one-time projects, but maybe we're putting it away to take care of those bumps that we might have in income and other growth like we had challenges last year.
That was Georgetown Republican State Representative Ruth Briggs King and her thoughts on Governor Carney's budget proposal.